Today, Shir in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. We begin about 15 lines from the top with the words Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. For those that are interested, you can find on YU Torah a Shir I gave Lili Nishmas, my father, Yosef Nisim and Yecheskel, all of a Shalom. I give the annual Something to Say to Shir, so I gave it last night, which was Motzei Shabbos. I'm dictating this on Sunday, Rosh Chodesh. And people want to, they can listen to it on YU Torah. Just look under my name, Something to Say at the Seder, 5781. There's some other shiurim, Something to Say at the Seder from previous years. They're not duplicates at all. If people like to learn about the Seder, which is what we're doing in Avri Pesachim right now, so that's a wonderful opportunity to enhance your Seder this year, Mitzvah Shem. So we pick up Kuf Yud Zayin Omer Aleph, 15 lines at the top. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Yehuda says the name is Shmuel. Yehuda learned first by Rav. Then when Rav passed away, he learned by Shmuel. We find throughout Shas Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Shir Shabbat Torah, that which we sing Oz Yashir in the Torah. So that's clear. Moshe V'Yisrael Amru B'Shoah Shalom in Ayam. That was through Nevuah, that when Klai Yisrael went through the Kriyas Yamsuf and came out. So through Nevuah, they all sang the Shira together. Moshe V'Yisrael, they said it all together. However, the Hallel Zeh Mi Amaro, but Hallel, that Kapitloch and Tilim that we say from Kuf Yud Gimel through Kuf Yud Tes, not including Kuf Yud Tes, through Kuf Yud Ches, so who is the author of that? Hallel Zeh Mi Amaro, where was this said? So the Gemara says, Nevi'im Shebeinehim, this was said by the Nevi'im that were amongst Klai Yisrael, Tiknum Yisrael. They also said it at that time, and what did they suggest? They said also, Shi'omim Oso, I'll call Perek, or Perek, that they should say it at every single opportunity that they have in different times of the year, the I'll call Tzora V'Tzora, Shalotovo Aleim, and likewise to prevent any Tzoras Rachmanach L'Tzlan from coming on Klai Yisrael. And Ulishig Negalim, and when the Tzara goes away, Ominoso Al Gulos, and they say it on the Geula. Now, the Lashon that we use over here is Al Kol Tzara V'Tzara Shelo Tovo Aleim. We don't even want to say that the Tzara has come upon us. And you see in the Rashbam says, they said, yes, they were a little bit out of order. You can see this Rashbam in the bottom of Kuf Tez Zayin Omebe, is about 8-10 lines up in the bottom in the Rashbams. And he says, Lishna Ma'ayinokat. We use specifically over here a very nice type of language over here, Al Kol Tzora Shelo Tovo Aleim. And actually, it's supposed to be Shemuchasu Sholem Tehei Tzora Aleim, if there's a Tzora already on Klai Yisrael, V'Yosho. And then we get saved, Baruch Hashem, Mimena, from that Tzora, Omer. Then we say, Oso Al Gulosso. Then we say this Hallel on being redeemed from such a trouble. And, for example, go Chanukah. So, this, according to many, is actually a din d'oraisa that you have to say Hallel to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for saving us. So, while Chanukah, of course, is a whole din of Chanukah, is a din d'rabbanon, it's all mi d'rabbanon, but the aspect of saying Hallel on Chanukah actually might be a d'oraisa. Interesting. Gemara continues, says, Tanya, we're learning the b'raisa. Hoy Rav Meir Omer, Rav Meir would say, Kol tushbachos to amuros b'sefer tilim. All the tushbachos. Now the Girsa that you find in the Yaakov, it says kol tehillim tushbachos. So this is a specific type of tilim according to some, not all the tehillim. Kulam David Amorin. And this would make sense because we know that there are the 10 roim. There are 10 other authors of various kapitel of tilim. So if you only say over here, this is referring to certain types of tilim, then there's no problem. If you say that this is referring to all of the Tehillim, we'll give an answer from the Eon Yaakov in a moment. How could this be when David HaMelech wasn't the author of all of the Tehillim? So it says, Kol Tushbachos Hamuras B'Sefer Tehillim, Kulan David Amar. And David said all of them. Shenamar, Kolu Tvilos David Ben Ishai. It says at the conclusion of Kapitel Ayin Beis, it says this concludes all of the Tehillim that David Ben Ishai said. However, that can't be right because he said other Tehillim after that. So Al Tikri Kolu, don't read that this finishes off the Tehillim that David said. Elo, kol elu, instead read it, kol elu. He said all of these, and therefore it's referring to all of the Tehillim. Now, as I said, if it's only referring to certain types of Tehillim, for example, those that begin with Tila la David, or certain other expressions, so then we can understand that all of those were said by David. But it refers to all the Tehillim, so then, how do you say that David and Melech said all the Tehillim? Some were written by Moshe Rabbeinu, Tila la Moshe, there was Tov lo dos Hashem, that was written by Adam HaRishon, so there were 10 authors, these 10 Roim, that authored other parts of the Kapitlach of Tehillim. So the Yin Yaakov says that, yes, they were authored by other people, but David HaMelech arranged it all. In any event, the Gemara continues and says, Hallel Zeh Mi Amaro. So who actually said this Hallel? So the Gemara says, Rav Yossi Omer, Elozer Bnei Omer. Rav Yossi says that his son, Rav Elozer Rav Yossi, he says that Moshe V'Yisrael Amaru B'Shoah Shalom Min Hayam. So that Moshe and Klai Yisrael said this, in addition to the Shira, they also said Hallel at that point in time. However, Rabbi Yossi says that V'Chalukin Olav Chaveirav, His colleagues, however, by son, Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Yossi, so they disagree with him. And they said, Lomar Shadavid Amar. They said that David was the author of the Tehillim, what we call Hallel. And it seems that his words are actually more correct than their words. Why is that? How would it be possible to suggest that it was written by David HaMelech? That means all those years until David HaMelech came along, after Moshe took out Klal Yisrael through the Kriyas Yamsuf. So in all the time that we brought the Karban Pesach and that we took a lulav and esrog, we didn't say Hallel? It's impossible. We're supposed to say Hallel at these great opportunities. So it doesn't make sense that 400 years later, it was only during the time of David that they instituted the saying of Hallel. So therefore, Rav Yossi said, I think my son, Rav Elazar Rav Yossi, is correct in saying that it was Moshe and Klal Yisrael that said it when they went through Kriyas Yamsuf. Alternatively, Dover Acher, Pislo Shel Micha, Omei Bebechi, that Nebuchadnezzar was the idol of Micha, the Pesel Shel Micha. This was, according to some, the way Moshe Rabbeinu brought up the body of Yosef and the other Shvatim from the bottom of the Nilus where they were buried, and he wrote on a piece of paper, Alei Shor, and that's what caused the bodies to come up. Shor is a reference to Yosef, and this was used then by the Egel, that it brought up the eagle to become a living creature. And Micha took this and he made it into an Avodah Zarah. And therefore, this is called the Pesel Shel Micha. And anyway, this Pesel Shel Micha, Omei Bebechi, what is Bechi? So many say that Bechi is the name of a place. That's where the Pesel Micha was placed. It's amazing that it says that the grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu, Yonah's son, was in fact the priest who served in that Beis Avodah Zarah. Again, fascinating stories behind the story. In any event, in this place, Bechi, that's where this Pesel Micha was. So it's impossible to suggest that there was the Pesel of Micha, only the Bechi, and this was during Malchus of David, and that's when they should originate the saying of Hallel, the Pesel Micha, only the Bechi, Yisrael Omer es HaHallel. So that doesn't make any sense. So this is why Rav Yossi says that my son Rav Elazar is Mistama right rather than his Chaver. Brightsy continues and says, Tana Rabbanan, Kol Shiros, V'Sushbacho, Shama David, B'Sefer Tilim, all of the praises that David HaMelech said in Sefer Tilim, Rav Eliezer Omer, Kineged Atzman Amar, they were all personal praises for himself. David HaMelech went through very, very difficult times. He had a lot of pain and suffering. His children rebelled against him. He was constantly on the run from his enemies. They were accusing him of all sorts of avarice. So, all of the Tehillim, David said, were for his own personal life. He was thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu for being there always by his side. That's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua, the famous Bar Plukta of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua Bechananya, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Keneged Tzibar Mor. No, this was for the troubles the Klal Yisrael had. And finally, the third opinion, the Chacham, it's a combination of Pshara between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshem Keneged Tzibar, someone like Rabbi Yeshua for the Tzibar, Yeshem and Keneged Atzmon, someone like Rabbi Eliezer for personal tzaras that he had. Halmuros, Belash and Yochid, how do you know which one's a which? So those that are said in the singular, Keneged Atzmon, that's like Rabbi Eliezer said, they were stated on his own personal behalf. Halmuros, Belash and Rabban, those that are said in the plural, they were said on behalf of the Tzibur, Keneged Tzibur. Mark continues and says, if you have the Lashonos of Nitzuach v'nigun, for example, Rashi Rashbam say, Lamnatzeach b'neginos, those are referring to La'osid Lavo, that's referring to things in the future. Talk about Be'ezes Hashem, Mashiach Tzekenu coming, B'mehera B'yameinu. When you have Maskil or David, for example, Maskil, that's Aide Turgamon. Those were said not directly through David HaMelech, but they were said like we have a shir that was given by the Amori. He didn't say it out loud, and he had like his one of his Tamidim that would say the shir out loud to everybody. It's not proper or maybe capable that he could say it so loud, but the younger Talmud would say it out loud. When it says L'David Mizmor, this is the order. It says L'David and then Mizmor, Melami Shishar Sol Shechina. First the Shechina rested upon David, and then he was able to say the Mizmor. As opposed to it says Mizmor L'David, it's the opposite. David started to say the praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the Shechina was Shor on him. Melami Shomer Shira, V'Achakach Shor in the middle of his saying it, he was infused with Ruach HaKodesh and was able to say the Shira properly. And this comes to teach us, Lamedcha, She'ein HaShchina Shora, that HaKodesh Baruch Hu, so to say, is not going to be upon a person, Lo Mitoch HaTzlus, not when a person is lazy. That's how we normally translate atzlus. V'lo mitoch atzlus, not because of sadness. Great, very, very, very sad times. V'lo mitoch tzchok, not when a person is too gay, too v'hoilulus. V'lo mitoch kalus rosh, not when a person is in a very lighthearted mood, when a person is in a very silly mood. V'lo mitoch dvar metelim, and certainly not when he's saying silly things. Ela mitoch dvar simcha shel mitzvah. When does the Shechina show on a person? When he's doing a simcha shel mitzvah, when he's happy for doing the mitzvah. Not happy because he heard a funny joke, not happy because somebody was saying something inappropriate, but he's involved in a simcha shel mitzvah, so then the Shechina's presence can come upon a person. And we see this from Maisa with Elisha. There are many other examples that the Gemara could have given. It gives us the example from Elisha. V'atah, kichulo menagin, go and get for me somebody to play music for me. V'ayah kenagin, and when this person plays music for me, v'kemenagin ha-menagin, v'atihi Allah v'yad Hashem, then the Shechina's presence will be able to come upon me. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav. Now we have a statement Yehuda said in the name of his first Rebbe, in the name of Rav. V'chein l'dvar halacha. He says the same exact thing that we just said, that the Shechina show on a person, if he's very happy through a simcha shel mitzvah, the same thing applies if you're learning. And much more successful you're learning, v'chein l'dvar halacha. If you want to have the halacha l'anit, if you want to be able to be successful in your learning, so then if a person is happy, so then he'll be a much better Talmud. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said the same thing applies. If a person wants to have a good dream, so he should be involved in simcha shel mitzvah, and that will make sure that he has good dreams. More questions is, really? Ini? Is it so? Amar Rav Gidl, Amar Rav. Rav Gidl was another famous Talmud of Rav. We find him throughout Shas as well. Amar Rav Gidl, Amar Rav. Kol Talmud Chochem HaYoshev LeRabo. If a Talmud Chochem is sitting in front of his Rebbe, and he's not sitting there in awe and in dread and in fear of his Rebbe, Bein Siv Sosov Notvos Mar, and if his lips aren't like dripping with awe and fear of his Rebbe, Tikovena, he's going to get burned. Now, where's he going to get burned? It's talking about he's going to burn in Gehenna. And therefore, we say, Nishanem, the Pasuk says, Siv Sosov Shoshanim Notvos Mar Over. So literally this means that his lips are red like roses, and they're dripping, their Notvos, they're dripping Mar Over. Mar is a certain type of spice, myrrh, and it's dripping. So, Al Tikri Shoshanim, don't read this as roses, but read this as Shoshanim, when you're learning. And don't read this Al Tikri Mar Over, like this myrrh that is dripping, overflowing, Ela Mar Ovar, that this person is going to pass from this world. In other words, he's going to be burnt in the fires of Gehenna if he doesn't have the awe and fear of his Rebbe when he's learning from his Rebbe. So how can you tell me you have to have joy? Simcha shel mitzvah, it says you're supposed to have awe and fear. So how do you reconcile that? Shmuel says it's not a problem. Lo kasha. Depends who. Ha b'rabba. When you're dealing with the Rebbe, so then the Rebbe is allowed to have simcha shel mitzvah. But the Talmud should be sitting there in awe and fear and trepidation. Ha b'talmida. That's teretz number one. Teretz number two. V'bayi say ma ha v'ha b'rabba. Both of them talking about the Rebbe. So how come the Rebbe is supposed to be sometimes very, very happy and sometimes he's supposed to be sitting there in awe and dread? So lo kasha. It's not a kasha. It depends when. Ha mikami de pasach v'ha l'bas de pasach. Before the shiur, the Rebbe is supposed to get the Talmidim into a good mood. He should start off. Milsa de bichusa. We have many times, the Gemara says, before somebody started the shiur, they would say over a lighthearted comment. They would say over a joke. Right? Sometimes a rabbi begins the drasha with a joke in order to get the people interested in listening. And then he hits them with the hard stuff. So two over here. Bekami de pasach, before you begin the actual shiur, you can make a lighthearted comment. But once you make the shiur start, halabasa de pasach, then you have to have awe, fear, and dread, trepidation. And this is, in fact, what Rabbi used to do. He called the Rabbi. Rabbi, before he gave the shiur, mikamei de pasach luhu l'rabbanim, before he started the shiur, amar milsa de b'dichusa, he would start off with a lighthearted comment. He would start off with a joke. You know, the rabbi and a priest walked into the bar. Right? So he would start off with a lighthearted comment. And ubatru l'rabbanim, he would make them all laugh. He would make them happy. Put them into a good mood to listen to the shiur. And then he gave the shiur. Well, the sofi also bei masa. And then, when the shiur started, everybody was sitting there in awe and fear. Pasach for smaisa. And then he could be in the real shiur. Tana Rabbanon, Halal Zeh Miyomer. The Gemara again says, who was the one that said Halal? Who was the author of this? We have other opinions. Before we brought down Moshe, Kai Yisrael, some said David, and now we have Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Moshe Yisrael, Amura, B'shosh, Amdu Aliyah. It goes like with the first opinion that we had, that it was Moshe and the Kai Yisrael, they said it together after they went through Kriyas Yamsuf, so they said Halal. Now, what did they say? Hey Mamru, Lo Lanu, Hashem, Lo Lanu. They said Hashem, please save us, not because we're worthy, because we're deserving, lo lanu, not because of us, Hashem, lo lanu, not because of us, but do it because of you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded, Meshiva Ruach HaKodesh, the Ruach HaKodesh, so to say, responded, Ramal Hen, okay, Lemani, I will do it because of me. I will do it for my sake and not because you deserve it. That was the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Along comes Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. No, it was Yoshua v'Yisrael Amarua that Yoshua and Chai Yisrael said it when Bishar Shamdu Aleim Al Chiknan, when they were fighting against the 31 kings of Eretz Yisrael of Canaan. So in those battles, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped them out. So therefore, they said great praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They said Hallel. And they said, Hey, Amru Chai Yisrael said, Lo Lanu Hashem, don't do this to save us. Lo Lanu Hashem, Lo Lanu. Don't do it because we deserve it, but do it for your great name. Leman Shimcha Hashem. Or Meshiva V'chulei. And Hashem responded, Okay, Lemani, Lemani Eseh. We have other opinions as well. Rabbi Elazar HaModoi, Omer, Rabbi Elazar HaModoi said, Devorah U'Barak, by the famous battle of Devorah and Barak against Sisera, they were the ones that said it, Amarua, B'shar Shamad Aleim Sisera. When Sisera was attacking them, Sisera came with 900 chariots, Pari had 600 chariots, Sisera came with even more, and Sisera was even a more formidable enemy, and yet, Chai Yisrael won the fantastic battle against Sisera, the whole story with Yael killing Sisera. So, at that point, they were the ones, Devorah and Barak were the ones that said, Hallel. And they said, Hashem, don't do this for our sake. We don't deserve it. Hemamru lalanu, Hashem lalanu. Do it for your sake. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded, Ruach HaKadosh Meshiva Omeris Lehem, Lamani, Lamani Eseh. That was, again, another opinion. Finally, we have the opinion of Reloza ben Azariah. Reloza ben Azariah said, Omer, it was Chizkiah v'siyato amaru. It was Chizkiah and all the people of Klai Yisrael at that time when we were fighting Sancheirib. And Sancheirib was massed against Yerushalayim. He had just conquered the whole world except for Yerushalayim. And now he was going to go and destroy Yerushalayim. They had 185,000 generals and officers with him. And it says that Klai Yisrael won, the Malachim sang Shira, and all of these 2 million plus people died. These were the officers. They all died. So at that point, they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chisav Yisrael, Amruah, Bishar, Shaman, Aleim, Sancheirib. At that point, they said, Hey, Marmu, Lalanu, Hashem, Lalanu. Don't save us because we deserve it, but save us because of your sake. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, Meshiva, V'chulei. Hashem answered, Okay, Lamani, Lamani, Eseh. I will do it to glorify my name. I would continue further. We have additional opinions. Rabbi Akiva Omer, it was Hanani Mishol v'Azariah, Amru Bishah, Sh'oman Aleim, Nebuchadnezzar, Rasha. At the time that Hanani Mishol v'Azariah were thrown into the Kivshem Eish by Nebuchadnezzar. So they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hey, Marmu, Lolanu, Hashem save us, Lolanu, not because we deserve it, Lolanu Hashem, Lolanu, not because of us, but do it because it will sanctify your great name, it will make a great Kiddush Hashem. Or Meshiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, V'chulei, Lamani, Lamani Eseh. And finally, the last opinion is Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer was Mordechai v'Esther on Purim. Amru b'shar Shaman Aleim Haman HaRasha. When Haman HaRasha decreed that Klai Yisrael should get eradicated and wiped out Rachmana Litzlan, so they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hey Mamru, Lalanu Hashem Lalanu, please save us, not because we deserve it, but because it will glorify your name. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, Meshiva v'chule. Hashem said, Lamani, Lamani Eseh. How do we paskin? So the Gemara says, V'chachamim Omer. We have the opinion, the majority opinion of the Chachamim. And this was Nevi'im Shebeinayim Tiknul Hem Yisrael. So it was the Nevi'im amongst Klai Yisrael at the time that Klai Yisrael had Kriyas Yamsuf. The Umasakin Shu Omimoso Al Kol Perek V'Perek, that we should say it at every time, every regular basis, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for miracles that transpired in the past. The Al Kol Tzar V'Tzar Shalotova Aleim Yisrael. And Rachmon Litzlan, if we're in the middle of a Tzar and then we're saved, Ulekshe Nigolim Omimoso Al Gulosan. So we're obligated to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we are saved, we have an obligation to say Hallel. And that's L'maisa, what we do. We say Hallel at points in time to commemorate the great miracles that happened to Klai Yisrael. And there are those that say that even if new miracles happen to us, that you're allowed to say Hallel in that situation as well. This is, of course, the marker for some people to say Hallel on, for example, a day like Yom HaAtzmaut. And that, of course, is a halachic controversy as to what type of Hallel you should say, with a bracha, without a bracha, full Hallel, a chatzi Hallel, no Hallel. So, again, there are different opinions. But certainly the idea that we're supposed to express Shavach V'Yodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether we say a full Hallel or whether we just add it onto our modim, thank Hashem for personal and communal miracles that happened to Klai. So that clearly is an obligation that we always have. Now we discuss the word Halleluka. Amar Reb Chisda, when we say in various kapitlach of Tehillim Halleluka, so it's at the end of a perek, Sof Pirka. That's the opinion of Reb Chisda, that when you have the word Halleluka, it goes on the preceding kapitel of Tehillim. It's the last word of that kapitel. As opposed to Rabbi Rav Huna, Omar, he says when you have the word Halleluka, it's really the first word of the next kapitel of Tehillim. Halleluka, Reish Pirka. Now, obviously, if you have the word Halleluka at the end of a kapitel and Halleluka at the start of the next kapitel, then it's clear which one goes to which. It's when you don't have it. They didn't have it broken up based upon the 150 kapitel of Tehillim that we have. Although Tosus points out it may have been 147, the different ways to break up the Tehillim. So it's not clear that there's 150 like we have in our Sefer Tehillim. There are different ways to break it up. The Gemara in other places discusses certain kapitlach are combined together and certain kapitlach are not combined together. In any event, it's clear that when the word Haluka is at the end of a kapitel and the word Haluka is at the start of a kapitel, for example, like we have in the series of kapitel from Ashrei through Baruch Hashem L'Olam Amin V'Yamein, in the morning davening in Pesukah D'Zimra, so each of those begins and ends with the Haluka, so it's clear that each one is the last word of the preceding paragraph and the next Haluka is the first word of the next paragraph. So that's clear. But the question is, when there's only one Haluka, so Rav Chisda says it goes on the previous paragraph and Rabbi Rav Huna says it goes on the upcoming paragraph. Amr Chisda says, Chazinu lu litile devei Rav Chanan bar Rav. I saw the Sefer Tehillim of Rav Chanan bar Rav, and it had the Chsibu Haluka, the Emtza Pirka. It was written in the middle between two kapitlach tilim, alma mesafkale. So it wasn't clear whether it was the last word of the preceding one or whether it was the first word of the next one. It was written right in between. So we could go either way to show that he wasn't sure which way it is. Is it like Rav Chisda or is it like Rabba bar Rav Huna? Mark continues, Amar Rav Chanan bar Rava, Rav Chanan bar Rava said as follows, Hakol Moldim, everybody agrees that when you're dealing with Ashrei, Betilas, Hashem Yidab, Repiv, Yerokol, Bas Hashem, Kashol, Yon, Vued, that's kapitel, Kuf, Mem, Dalid, so it's clear in that kapitel that at the end of the Ashrei, so there, the word Haluka, and actually in the Ashrei, that we have in Tehillim, not the Ashrei you say in the Davening, the Ashrei that we say in Tehillim, Kuf, Mem, Dalid, it ends off with the words, Tilas, Hashem Yidab, Repiv, Yerokol, Bas Hashem, Kashol, Yon, Vued. Period. It doesn't say v'anachlin v'rachyot mi'atov yaralom haluka. That's actually not found there. That's from a different kapitel of Tehillim. So the haluka that's over there, Rav Chanan bar Rava says, that's clearly, that belongs to kapitel kuf mem vav. That's clear. Haluka de basrei resh pirka. The haluka that comes over there, that clearly belongs to kuf mem vav. Rosha yira v'choas shinov yachrok v'nomos tavas rishoyim tovei. This is kapitel kuf yud beis. It's clear the haluka that comes after that is the basrei reish pirka. That is also the first word of the next kapitel kuf yud gimel. And likewise, the kapitel v'shaom neveis Hashem, and that ends off with haluka as well. That is kapitel kuf lamid hei. So that one, the haluka that comes after that is also the basrei is reish pirka. That's the first word of the next paragraph. For these three, there is no machlokis. It's clear that the haluka here is not the last word of the preceding tilim, it's the first word of the next tilim. Likewise, karoi, the talmidei chachamim that were expert in psukim, mosif in afiselu, they added on additional kapitlach of tilim that there's no question that the haluka follows as the first word of the next paragraph rather than the last word of this paragraph. For example, it says, Minacha b'deo chishtei alken yomi rosh. So that's kapitel kuf yod. So the haluka that comes after that, the basrei, that's reish pirka. That's the first word of kapitel kuf yod aleph. And likewise, reish yishchok miyos Hashem sechol tov l'chol oseyem, which is the last sentence of kapitel kuf yod aleph. So the haluka that comes after that, the basrei, reish pirka. That's the first word of kapitel kuf yod beis. So some of them, there is no machlokas. For others, the machlokas. For some of them, it's clear that there are two halalukas. And the Pesuk of the Zimmer, for example, between Ashrei and Baruch Hashem L'Yolam, person is supposed to say them together, so to say, that you go straight from one to the other to show the connection between the kapitlach. Now, let us say whether this machlokas Rav Chisda and Rabba Bar Rav Huna, whether haluka is sov pirka or haluka is reish pirka, is actually machlokas tanoim. Why is that? Because we learned in the Mishnah, our Mishnah over here, Ad Heichanu Omer, which portion of the Halal is said before the meal, and which portion of the Halal is said after the meal. So we had a Machlokas, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So Beis Shammai, Omer, and Beis Shammai said, until Ad, Eim Abonim Smecha, Haluka. That's the first paragraph of Halal. And Beis Hillel said, no, it's until the second paragraph of Halal, Ad Halamish Lemayno Moyim. So it's until the second paragraph. Now, the way that it said it over here was it used the last word of the first paragraph and it used the last word of the second paragraph. It said, Beis Shammai says, until Eim Abonim Smecha, and it didn't say the word Haluka, and it said, Chalamish L'mayin Omanim, without saying, Lo Lanu. So, clearly, this seems to be saying till the last word of the preceding paragraph, and it didn't include the word Haluka. Tanida, but another Braisa says, Ad Heichanu Omer, until where does one say the Halal before the meal, and the halal after the meal on Leil Pesach. So it says, Beis Shammai Omrim, Ad B'tzeisom Mitzrayim. Here it specifically says that they said the entire first kapitel until the start of the second kapitel. That would imply that the word haluka is included. So this would be like the opinion. It says haluka is basrei. That would be like the opinion of Rav Chisda. Haluka is sof pirka. And the first version that we had would be like Rabba bar Rav Huna that said that it only said until Eim Abonim Smecha, without saying the word Haluka, so that wouldn't seem to imply like Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Ad Lo Lanu Hashem Lo Lanu. included the entire conclusion of the second paragraph. So let us say we turn to the Amud Beis, Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Let us say my la b'hol kapligi komifligi. These two brises are arguing exactly about this point between Rav Chisda and Rabbi Rav Huna. Leman di Omar Ad, the one who said you just say I aim abon smecha without saying haluka, sova haluka. Reish Pirka. The Haluka was actually the first word of the next paragraph. And he says, according to Beishama, you only say the first paragraph, not the second paragraph. And Haluka comes to the start of the second paragraph. As opposed to the second version, Amad Yomar Adetseis Yisrael, so then it does include the word Haluka, so Sov Haluka, Sov Pirka. That would be like Rav Chisda. So Gemara says, let us say that this is Nema Tketanoi, the Machlokis, Rav Chisda. Rabbi Rav Huna is actually paralleling these two brises. Gemara is going to say, no, that doesn't work for either one of them. Rav Chisda Matarit Zatamei, the Rav Chisda is going to answer his own way, and we're going to see as well in a moment that Rabbi Bar Rav Huna is going to be Mataritz L'Taimei. So how do we start off? Rav Chisda Mataritz L'Taimei. Rav Chisda explains it according to his Shita that it's the last word of the paragraph. The Kuli Amo Savri Haluka Sof Pirka. Everybody holds, both Beishama and Beisil, the first Brisa, the second Brisa, everybody holds that the word Haluka is the conclusion of the preceding capital of Tehillim. Now, mind you, I'm a B'tzeis Yisrael. The Brisa that says you go into a B'tzeis Yisrael, Shabbat, that works out very, very well, because obviously the word Haluka was included in the first paragraph. Mind you, I add Eim Abon Smecha, so why didn't that mind you, say the word Eim Abon Smecha Haluka? It's because he says Ad, the Ad Bichlal, because he wanted to say and teach us that Ad and Ad Bichlal. So if he would have said the words B'tzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim, it would have implied that you say that as well. So therefore, he just said until Eim Abon Smecha without going and saying B'tzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim. No, so why didn't he say B'neima Ad Haluka? So if he wanted to teach us this, he should have said Eima Bona Smecha Haluka. That's what he should have said. Ay, V'chitema L'yodin and Hey Haluka. Because if he just said say until Haluka, we wouldn't know which Haluka. So then he should have said B'neima Haluka Shel Eima Bona Smecha Haluka. That's what he should have said. And the one says Yitaka Kasha. This is a Kasha. Why he didn't say that? Now we have the exact same kasha that's going to be on Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, Mataritz L'Taimei, he explains that the brises are both in accord with his shita, that it goes the first word of the next paragraph. Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, Mataritz L'Taimei, the Kuliyama Haluka Reish Pirka. The Haluka is the first word of the next paragraph. So now, Man Diyomar Eim Abon Smecha, it works out very well. He didn't say Haluka because Shaper, Haluka starts the next paragraph, and that's why you don't say it. Uman the Omer Ad B'tzeis Yisrael, the one who said that you go until B'tzeis Yisrael, Sover Ad V'lo Ad B'chlal. He said he goes up to but not including. So again, we have the same kasha. B'neima Ad Haluka. So you should have said Eima Bona Smecha Haluka and Lo Ad B'chlal. And therefore, we know that word Haluka goes to the next paragraph. And if you just said Haluka, so then you tell me V'chitema Ad Lo Yadin Hey Haluka. So say again the name Ad Haluka B'tzeis Yisrael. So Akasha as well, and therefore neither of these is a raya one way or the other, that this is a machlokis tanoim, and that's why these two amarayim didn't necessarily hold that their machlokis between each other was also a machlokis tanoim, because each of them could explain both prices like themselves, albeit each of them has a kasha. Kasha doesn't mean it's a total refutation, it means it's a kasha, the Gemara didn't give us the answer. Then we quote the Mishnah, where the Tanakhama said, V'chosein begula, and then we had a machlokis, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon, what exactly does it mean, V'chosein begula, Baruch HaToshem Gua Yisrael. So, we go according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva and have the following discussion. Rabbi Akiva's opinion was that you ended off Baruch HaTashem Gaiso, it's a long bracha, Asher Galanu, etc. And Amar Rava says that both by Kriyashma, when we say at the conclusion of the Kriyashma, Goa Yisrael, right before we say Shemoneh Esrei, and by Hallel, on Pesach night, we use the Lashon Baruch HaTashem Goal Yisrael, which implies we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch for something that he has already done. Goal Yisrael, he had redeemed Klai Yisrael, and we thank HaKadosh Baruch for that. However, the Tzlusa, but in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, when we say the bracha of Goalenu, so then we say Goel Yisrael in the present tense, and this is a Tchina, this is a Tfila, that we ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, please be our Redeemer again in the future. Make the final redemption for us, Goel Yisrael, the one who will redeem us. And my timer, because in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, the Rachmininu, that's a request, that's a desire that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should do this for us, as opposed to in the brach at the end of the Birchas Kriyashma, right before Shemoneh Esrei, and on Leil Seder, we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having done something to us already, Goa Yisrael, that's a Shevach V'Hodah, as opposed to in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, Goel Yisrael, that is a plea to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to please redeem us again. Amar Zera. Zera says we have the same thing in Kiddush. Now, in the Kiddusha, we say, and it's a little bit hard, the gears over here is all mixed up. It says, Asher Kitchon Mitzvah Vitzivanu. So that's not correct. Everybody deletes the word Vitzivanu. I had a kasha. It's also not Asher, because we start up, Baruch Hashem, Elkeinu Mechalam, Shabbacha, Ban Mikolam, Ramon Mikolam, Shaon. So that's what it's talking about. So the word asher also should not be there. I didn't see anybody say you delete the word asher unless it's really asher, ... v'kiddushanu b'mitzvosav. In any event, that's what it's talking about in the Kiddush. That's the lashon that we use, that we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have been mekadesh us with your mitzvos. However, in Telusa, when we say in the Shemoneh Esrei, kadshenu b'mitzvosecha, so there we use the lashon of kadshenu. It's a tefillah, which is towards the future, as opposed to kiddushanu b'mitzvosav, as you did this in the past. So it's again the same idea. My time, the Rachmininu, in the Shemoneh Esrei, we're asking Hashem to be mekadesh us as we go forward with your mitzvos, as opposed to when the Kiddush was saying that you were mekadesh us in the past by giving us the mitzvos. Similarly, Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, "V'tzarich sheyaskir yitzias Mitzrayim b'kiddush hayom." You have to go and say in the Kiddush, you also have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. Where does he get this from? So the simple understanding is Gzeirus Shavah. Ksiv Acha Leman Tizkoros Yom Tzeischem Eretz Mitzrayim. And Ksiv Asam, it says over there as well, Zochor Yom Shabbos Akatsho. So Zochor Tizkor Zochor. So it's Gzeirus Shavah. So just like you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim on Leil Pesach, so you have to mention in the Kiddush as well, Zohar Yom HaShabbos Akatsho, that you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's a simple understanding that the Rashbam has over here. The Rabbeinu Chananel and others have a different gears, a little bit different understanding. In any event, the bottom line is the same, that you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in the Kiddush. Amar Rabba Bar Shila, Rabba Bar Shila said, Ditzlusa, in the Shemoneh Esrei, we say, Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. And that bracha is Semach David, so we conclude it with Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to please go and bring again forth Malchus Beis David to bring about the Geula. However, when we say the Haftorah, when we conclude the bracha of the Haftorah, we say Magen David. The Haftorah, Magen David. Then we conclude it with the bracha of Magen David. A little bit like in the Shemoneh Esrei, we say Magen Avraham. So in the Haftorah, we say Magen David. So Gemara says, V'yasisi l'cha shem gadol kishem ha-gidolim. The Pasuk says in Shmuel Beis, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to David HaMelech, I will make you have a great name. Asisi l'cha shem gadol kishem ha-gidolim. Just like I did for Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. In fact, there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that says that David HaMelech said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'd like to be included in the Shemoneh Esrei. He says, okay, Avraham, okay, Yitzchak, okay, Yaakov, say okay, David. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, well, they passed the great test. You haven't passed the test. So David said, b'chanuni, so test me. And the Gemara says that was a mistake. We should never ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to test us. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to David, I will give you a test. I will tell you when the test is. I will tell you what the test is on. And you'll see that you're going to fail the test. And that was the Maisa with Bathsheba. So therefore, we should never ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to test us. But in any event, David had wanted to be considered like Elkei Avraham, Elkei Yitzchak, Elkei Yaakov. And here in Shmuel Beis, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yes, I will make you a great name, just like those Gedolim, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And Tony Rav Yosef, says about that in the following brisa, Zeh Shol Mi Magin David. That's we conclude, just like we include Magin Avraham in the Shemoneh Esrei, so we conclude Magin David in the Haftorah. Now, Mar continues this discussion on Rishon Lakish. Rish Lakish says, "V'eschol l'goy gadol." When Avraham Avinu lechlis said, "I will make you into a great nation." So, what does that refer to? Zehu she'omrim Elokei Avraham. That's a reference to Elokei Avraham. When it says, "V'avarechicha," and I will bless you, so that means Zehu she'omrim Elokei Yitzchak. That's when we say Elokei Yitzchak. And it says, "V'agad lo shemecha." In the pasuk, it continues and says, "I will make you into a great name." So that's a reference to Yaakov. Zehu she'omrim Elokei Yaakov. But we conclude the Shemoneh Esrei, Yochu Yuchos Milkulan. You might say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mogein, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. That we can't do. You're not allowed to end the bracha with three different ideas. So we end the bracha only with the idea of Avraham. Talmud Lomar, it says at the end of that pasuk, Ve'yei Baracha, you will be the bracha Avraham. B'chach Hosmin, Ve'chosim B'chulan. So we'll conclude with you. I heard a word from Rav Shech, the Shlita. And he said, the reason why we conclude with Avraham, because each of them has a different aspect to them. We have the Shlosh Dvarim Olam Amei, the Torah Avodah, Gmilus Chasadim. So Yaakov Avinu is Torah, Yitzchak is Avodah, and Avraham Avinu is Gmilus Chasadim. And Mashiach will come, it says in a number of places, because of Gmilus Chasadim. So therefore we conclude with Magen Avraham. In any event, in the Haftorah, when you're only dealing with one, then we can conclude Magen David. But we don't conclude it in the Shemoneh Esrei. We conclude Matzmiach Keren Yeshua because it's inappropriate to have Magen Avraham and Magen David in the Shemoneh Esrei together. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rava. Rava says, Ashechinta Lesabi de Pumbedisa. Rava once found the elders of Pumbedisa, the Tamidei Chachamim there, the Yasvi Karmi, they were sitting and learning, and they said, Bishabasa, in the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei, Bein Bitzlusa, Bein Kedusha, not only in the Shemoneh Esrei, but also in the Kiddush, a person should conclude, it'd say Mekadesh HaShabbos. When we conclude the Kiddush on Friday night, we say Mekadesh HaShabbos, and on Shabbos in the Shemoneh Esrei, the middle bracha, we say Mekadesh HaShabbos. That's the right Lashon. As opposed to B'yom Tova on Yontif, whether it's in the Shemoneh Esrei or whether it's in the Kiddush, we say Mekadesh Yisrael V'yasmanim. That's the conclusion of the bracha in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, the middle bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos. You have the three beginning, the three end, those are inviolate, those always stay the same, and then you have just one bracha in the middle. On Shabbos it's Mekadesh HaShabbos, and on Yom Tov it's Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yasmanim, and in the Kiddush as well, it's Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yasmanim. Of course, if it's Shabbos, it's Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael V'Yasmanim. But that's the normal way to end off, both in the Shemoneh Esrei and the Kiddush. It ends the same way on Shabbos, Mekadesh HaShabbos, and on Yom Tov Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yasmanim. That was the opinion of the Sabe, the Pumpedisa. However, Baminulu, I know, but Rava told them, I disagree with you. Adarab, I think it's the exact opposite. The Tzlosa in the Shemoneh Esrei, both Ben B'Shabbos and Ben B'Yom Tova, Ben Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos and in Yom Tov, it should be Mekadesh Yisrael. And it's only a machlokas in the Kiddush. Shemoneh Esrei should always be the same, Mekadesh Yisrael. And in the Kiddush, so it's on Shabbos, Mekadesh Shabbos, and in Yom Tova, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yasmanim. That's what Rava's opinion was. We, of course, pass like the Sabi, the Pumbedisa. And he more continues and says Rava will eventually retract his opinion and pass like the Sabi, the Pumbedisa. Now, why did Rava say what he said? And why did the Sabi the Pumbedisa say what they said? So the Gemara says, Rava said, I'll explain to you what my opinion is, and I'll explain to you your opinion. He says, so Taima didchu, first he starts off with their opinion. That's the proper way. He says, Taima didchu, your reasoning is, the Shabbos is the kviya of a kaima. Shabbos comes by itself. Basin has nothing to do with making Shabbos. Shabbos started from Maisa Bereshis, the first Shabbos, the next 7 days later is Shabbos, 7 days later is Shabbos, etc., etc., until Mashiach the kingdom comes, and then Mistama even as well. So this is true. Bein Mitzlusa and Yishmon Esrei, Bein Mikidusha. You say Mekadesh HaShabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadesh HaShabbos. It has nothing to do with Beis Din. Nothing to do with us being Mekadesh HaShabbos. As opposed to Yom Tova, for Yom Tov, the Yisrael of the Kol Relay. Beis Din decides when Rosh Chodesh is. They accept the witnesses. They don't accept the witnesses. And therefore, when it comes to the Yom Tovim, so therefore both by Kiddush and Yishmon Esrei, they come aboy Yachiv, Kaboy Lishonei, that Beis Din sets up when the month is and sets up when the years are. So therefore, it's Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yasmanim. Beis Din is Mekadesh Dizmanim, the Regalim. However, that's your understanding, the Sabi de Pumbedisa, Rava says. But my understanding, Taimo Didi, is Slosa, the Rabim Isa, Shemoneh Esrei is always said in public. Now he's talking about Chazaras HaShatz, obviously. So you say, Mekadesh Yisrael. Because all of Yisrael is there. So we give honor to Klai Yisrael. Mekadesh Yisrael, the Hasmanim. As opposed to Kiddush, which is said privately in your own house, Kiddush to be Yochiv Isa. So therefore, on Shabbos, Mekadesh HaShabbos, and on Yontif, Mekadesh Yisrael, V'Yasmanim. That's the appropriate way to end it off. However, the Gemara itself rejects Rava's reasoning. The Gemara says, Velohi, that's incorrect. Tzlosa, B'Yochiv Milesa, V'Kiddusha, V'Rabim Milesa, says, how can you tell me, Rava, that the Shemoneh Esrei is always said in public? What, a person never didn't daven with a minyan? And how can you tell me the Kiddush is only said in private? They don't say Kiddush in shul sometimes? You don't say Kiddush in a bar mitzvah? One person makes Kiddush for everybody? So, therefore, your reasoning is incorrect. No, what was Rava thinking? So Rava said, you go after the majority. Rava sabar zil basar ikar. You go after the majority. You go after the essential. Most of the time, the Shemoneh Esrei is said bitzibur. And most of the time, the Kiddush is said privately in your house. And therefore, that was Rava's reasoning. But Rava himself ultimately retracts his position, as by the following story. Ula, by Rav, Ula, the son of Rav, nochas kamei de Rava, once went to Rava. And Omar Kesavi Pumbedisa, and he was davening as the chazan, and he said, like the Sabi de Pumbedisa, that he said, in shul for the Shemoneh Esrei, on Shabbos, he said, Mekadesh HaShabbos, and was on Yom Tov, he said, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yasmanim. V'lo Amar Lei, V'lo Midi. And Rava, who was there himself, didn't correct him. Now, Rava was the opinion that you don't do that. His opinion was that on Shabbos, you say, Bein B'Shabbos, or Bein B'Yom Tov, you say, Mekadesh Yisrael. And here he said, Mekadesh HaShabbos. Amo, what do you see? Hodebe Rava. Rava retracted his position, and he holds like the Sabi de Pumbedisa. Gemara says, Rav Nosson, who was the father of Uad Rav Huna, Berei de Rav Nosson, Nochas Kamei de Rav Papa. He once was in front of Rav Papa, and he was leading the davening. He was the chazan. It means Nochas, he went down, because we say, Mishir HaMalos, Mimamakim, from the depths, we call out to you. They had the Shlich Tzibar going down, actually, into a low area. I once was davening in a shul in Baltimore. I think this is the shul where Rav Hainim and Shlita is the Rav. And I think that's, I'm not 100% sure, I just went to Davin Mincha there one time, I was passing through the area, and I was amazed that the Shlich Tzibah literally went down into a pit. So there are some shuls that still do this, nachis, they go down. In any event, so Rav Nosson, he was the Shlich Tzibah, Kamei de Rav Papa, he went down to Davin, and he said, Omar Kesavi de Pumbedisa, and he davened the Shemoneh Esrei, Mekadesh HaShabbos, just like the Sabi de Pumbedisa said. B'shabchei Rapapa. Rapapa said, oh, Yasher Koyach, did a great job. On Ravina, Ravina said, wait a second. Ano ikla l'surah kamei de Meimar. I once went to Surah and in the presence of Meimar, v'nochas kamei shlucha de Zibura, v'amake sabi de Pumbedisa, and the shliach Zibur, Bavin, like the sabi de Pumbedisa said, and he said, Mekali Shabbos, Bavin Mishaskalei Kuliyama. And everybody there silenced him. He said, hey, you're making a mistake. You should have said, Mekadei Shisrael v'yasmanim. So what was going on? Amalhu, however, Meimar said to all of them, Shafku, leave him alone. This chazan did correctly. He said, Mekadesh Shabbos, that's correct. You're wrong in saying Mekadesh Shalom Azmanim. Hilchasa Kisabi de Pumbedisa. We pass like the Sabi de Pumbedisa that we should say Mekadesh Shabbos, Velohav Mishaskele, and they should not have done that. And in the future, they didn't do that anymore. Let's start the next Mishnah ready. We'll go to the bottom of the Omer where there's the two dots. So now the next Mishnah, Mizogulo Koshlishi, they now pour for him the third cup. Again, we mentioned this several times. They should go and pour for the person who's making the Kiddush. Somebody else should pour for him. Everybody's the matzav of Cheirus, so you have servants, so people fill up his cup. They dilute it. Again, they had the raw wine, so three parts water to one part wine. Again, we just take a bottle of wine and pour it. So you pour it for the person, and Mevarech HaMazona. This third kos is, of course, on the benching. This is benching a la kos. And then after that, you pour the fourth cup of wine. Revi, Gomer love is a halal. That we say halal on, and that concludes the Dalid Kosos. The Omer love Birchas Hashir. And we also say on it, Birchas Hashir. Tomorrow will explain to us what exactly Birchas Hashir is. Now, are you allowed to drink in between the Dalid Kosos? So, Beina Kosos Halalu, in between all of these cups, which cups are we talking about? Tomorrow we'll discuss, is the Machlokis. So, Beina Kosos Halalu, in Rosa Lishtos Yishte. Sometimes you're allowed to drink, however, Bein Shlish L'Revi Lo Yishte, between the third and the fourth kos, they are not allowed to drink. Between the second and the third kos, during the meal, everybody agrees you're allowed to drink all you want, because you're not going to get drunk from that, because that's during the Suda. The only question will be, is the halacha the same between the first and the second cup, or is there even a period of time between the first and the second cup that you can, and between the first and second cup that you can't? So there are different opinions, we'll get to that in the Gemara. But clearly, between the third and the fourth cup, everybody agrees, Shlishi Revi Lo Yishta. You're allowed to drink between some of the cups, between the second and third cup, everybody agrees you can drink, between the first and second cup is a machlokes, and between the third and the fourth cup, everybody agrees you cannot drink. By the way, when there's a machlokas about drinking, it's really only talking about intoxicating beverages. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down that you want to drink a glass of water. If you need a glass of soda, you need to have a coffee to keep you up. So then technically you'd be allowed to have that. That's not a problem. It's only drinking intoxicating beverages like the wine. To have a fifth kos, a sixth kos, that would be the problem. In any event, the Gemara starts off and says, Amalei Rav Chanan l'Rava, Rav Chanan says to Rava, Shema Mina, Birchas HaMazon, Tuna Kos. You see from here clearly that a person has to have a Kos al Birchas HaMazon, which we've already pointed out previously is really the right way. Our minhag, as many people have, that they do it with the mezumim, but there is an opinion that says, even if you're davening by yourself, you're benching by yourself, that you should bench ala Kos. In any event, Shema Mina, Birchas HaMazon, Tuna Kos. You see from here clearly that Birchas HaMazon requires a Kos for benching. Mor says, not necessarily. You can't learn that out from here. Omalei. Rava said back to Rav Chanan, no. Arba kosei tiknu rabbanan derecheres. These four cups were masakin over here that you should have four cups of wine. So since you have an extra cup of wine over here, the rabbi said, do it al benching. Kol chavichad navi be mitzvah. So try to do another mitzvah with it. But lav davka, can you learn from here that you're mechuyev to have a kos when you bench? Then the Gemara says, the fourth cup, Revi, Gomer lo is a halal, for Omer lo Birchas Hashir. Then we say halal on it, and we say this Birchas Hashir. What is this Birchas Hashir? We turn to Kuf Yud Chesed Aleph. My Birchas Hashir, what exactly is this? So Yud Amar, Yaluch Hashem Elokeinu. This is the concluding paragraph of Yishtabach, where we normally say, Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Bula Batish Machos. So we say, Yaluch Hashem Elokeinu Kol Maasecha. That's this Birchas Hashir. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Omar, Nishmas Kuchai. It's the saying of the Tefillah of Nishmas. The Tefillah of Nishmas is a very, very special and holy prayer. A lot of interesting discussion as to its origins. In any event, so this is the conclusion of this bracha, a different girsa than Yishtabach. And if you look in different machzorim, so there's really an Ashkenazic version and a Sfarad version over here as to which way we conclude this bracha, and some have a jumble of both of them, and each person should follow the minhag that he has in his family, and it should be ideally that everybody at the table says the same nusach of the Agadah. You shouldn't have some people saying one nusach and some people saying the other nusach. They should all ideally say the nusach together. And the Tap Tosus points out, Maim Birchas Hashir, Yehuda Mirai Lucha, so Kamash Lon, Dafil Bamokim Shalonog Lavarach Achrov, Bilel Pesach, Tzorch Lavarach. Here you do have to make a bracha, the Nogu Pshita, certainly if the Minog was to do so, certainly. Inami, Afil Bamokim Shalonogu, Havimina Dafko Biyomim, Abu Balaila, Ain Tzorch Lavarach, Kamash Lon, so the Chidish is over here that you do say this Birchas Hashir. And then the next Tosos, Yochanan Nishmas Kochai, Nira Hachi Pirusho. Af Nishmas Kochai. According to Tosos, you say not only Alucha, but you also say Nishmas Kochai, which is what the minog that many people have. The Lo Tema Ochi, because you don't say this, Anan Keman Avdinon. Because what do? We read Nishmas Kochai, and then we say the Birchas Hashir. Lefisha Bishabasos Omrim Oso Achar Psukhi de Zimra. We say Yishtabach after the Psukhi de Zimra with Nishmas. The Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, Lo Yechosem Vialucha, Kim Benishmas Levado. He ended off with just Nishmas. Bishum de Lishna, the Birchas Hashir, Mashma Chod the Bracha. It's only one Bracha, and he didn't make two Brachas. So the question is, do you end off the Hallel with the Bracha of Yahalucha that we end off at Hallel, or do you end it off with Yishtabach, or do you have a combination of both? So again, each person should follow their minhag. With this, we conclude today's shir.